Blog Talk Radio.
Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is titled Resisting the False Teachers and Recapturing the Prophetic Vision. I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 56, beginning with verse 9, Isaiah 56, 9. Come, all you beasts of the field, come and devour. All you beasts, Israel's watchmen are blind. They all lack knowledge. They are all mute dogs or dumb dogs. They cannot bark. They lie around and dream. They love to sleep. They are dogs with mighty appetites. They never have enough. They are shepherds who lack understanding. They all turn to their own way, each seeks his own gain. Come, each one cries, let me get wine. Let us drink our fill of beer, and tomorrow will be like today, or even far better. Chapter 57, verse 1. The righteous perish, and no one ponders it in his heart. Devout men are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. What I wanted to address today was the reality of our time. And we live in a time in which the mantle of mediocrity is uplifted among the people of God as if it were indeed the mantle of profundity, of all-knowing, and therefore the people of God are not helped. They are not stirred by those who wish to tell them that God is somehow not related or unrelated to what goes on in our daily life, whether through the very superficial exposition of the Word of God or by their lives, by their examples, by the way in which they live. The Word of God is watered down, or they seek to mock what the Scriptures say so that the people who are under them are the demands of salvation, the demands of sanctification. We have a positional sanctification with God that happens with us when we were rescued or saved, as it were. And then there is a sanctification or setting aside unto God that progresses as we grow in grace. But if we are not under ministry, or the word is not faithfully taught, or there is no faithful exposition of the truth, because the truth of the word of God has to be sown into the lives of those who speak before it can be taught to the auditors. And so here we have in Isaiah, God talking about the speakers, the preachers, the teachers. And he says to them in verse 10 that Israel's watchmen are blind. And listen to those words very carefully. Israel's watchmen, those who stand on the wall, those who are supposed to be there as sentries, those who are supposed to watch before the enemy cannot see. And so they are blind watchmen. So therefore, what can they share? What word of alarm can they present about the encroaching or the coming of the enemy? None. And so, of course, here he is talking about a spiritual blindness, a spiritual malaise, a spirit that has overcome, a spirit that has captured those who should be teachers. In other words, dogmatic slumber has taken place. Isaiah speaks, and Isaiah says, they are all dumb dogs. They are all mute. They cannot bark. They cannot warn the people of what is coming. They have no word, no edifying word. They have no word that builds up. No word that alarms auditors about the wages of sin, about the price of sin, because they themselves are involved in sinful conduct and sinful ways. Therefore, they cannot bark. They cannot speak. They cannot lift up a prophetic message that is compelling. And in our day, we need those who can speak a compelling message to the people of God. This is what Jeremiah states in Jeremiah chapter 8. Jeremiah writes in verse 7, "But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord. How can you say we are wise? For we have the law of the Lord, but actually the lying pen of the scribe of the scribes has handled it falsely. The wise will be put to shame. They will be dismayed and trapped or captured in a net, since they have rejected the word of the Lord. What kind of wisdom do they have?" Again, he is speaking about the teachers. He is speaking about the leaders. He is speaking about those who should know the word of God. Jeremiah writes that the scribes do not have a word, and that truly the word has dried up and withered under them because they have handled it falsely. You see, there is a way to manipulate the scriptures to put a nuance here and there, or to emphasize, put an emphasis on something that caricatures the word of God. And please understand that those who attempt to either manipulate, denigrate, or caricature the word of God in some manner are directly accountable to God for their actions. Paul writes that we have been entrusted with the word of God, or we have been entrusted with the deposit of truth. We have a dispensation. We have an accountability directly to God as to how we handle his word. And so let us go on. Verse 10, "Therefore I will give their wives to other men and their fields to new owners. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike all practice deceit. They dress the wounds of my people as though it were not serious." And the Hebrew, the word is walal, and it means trifling or slight or to be light. This is the way the false teachers treat sin. "Peace, peace," they say, when there is no peace. "Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct?" No. They have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought low. They will be brought down when they are punished, says the Lord. And here the word dress, here is in the intensive, or it means or intentional action on the part of the false teachers. Please understand that the false teachers are adroit, they are cunning, and yes, they are self-deceivers, thinking that by manipulating the Word of God in a very superficial manner, doing very superficial triage with the spiritual condition of the people of God, they will move the people of God to open their purses to them. And please keep in mind that by treating the Word of God in this manner, they do not have to address their own conduct, their own way, their own sin. So these are the works of the false teachers. Those who are strong in the truth, those who understand what this means for the people of God, what this type of teaching does to the community, must stand. Yes, it will be costly. This is costly grace. This is grace that costs us something. This is not cheap grace. This is not superficial grace. This is costly grace, because it directly affects us. It directly challenges who we are and our actions. Look around you in this day. Do you see, you and I see persons, we know what is going on, and we see the absolute meaninglessness that in the vacant looks in people's eyes. We see these things. And yet there is no fire in our hearts about the misery and the conditions around us. We need the fire of the Spirit of God to take hold of us so that we will once again become passionate for the truth, so that we will not be afraid to speak the Word of God in this day that needs the Word of God. It is there. The time is ripe. Won't you be moved to move out? If you get an opportunity, please read Hosea. Please read Amos. Please read Jeremiah. Please read Isaiah. And Jeremiah specifically addresses the psychopathy that results from the practice of sin. Notice once again, verse 11, Jeremiah 8:11. They dress the wounds of my people as though it were not serious, as though it were not serious. Why? Well, we read in verse 9 that they have rejected the word of the Lord, or they despise the word of God. They teach the people of God human wisdom. And human wisdom does not save. Human wisdom is not enough. Human wisdom does not meet the deep needs of the soul. We are in the business of the cure of souls. And so therefore, God's people today are being mercilessly treated by the dumb dogs, or the dogs that will not bark, those who dress the wounds of the people of God lightly, or as though their wounds from sin were not serious. God help us in this day. We turn to the Word of God. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. I will speak with you next time on the Matter Cause. Have a wonderful day.